Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
You're with Danae and Rachel from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Coming up in this half hour, well, we're leading up to the game. We're very excited about the game, the Pride Game, the inaugural AFL Pride Game here at Etihad Stadium. Our first guest is Mark Evans. He's the Football Operations Manager of the Australian Football League, and he's responsible for a diverse range of AFL business, including the rules and regulations, the laws of the game, umpiring, and working with the AFL Players Association, the umpires and the coaches.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming today.
I wouldn't miss this. I've been looking forward to this ever since I saw the Pride match in Yarra Valley 2 years ago, and threw out there to any of our AFL clubs if they wanted to support a game at the elite stage, let us know. And St Kilda were first on the phone. In fact, it only took them a couple of days, so it's great to finally be here.
It is fantastic. And look, I apologise to our listeners, I'm a bit starstruck at the moment. The Hawks elite is here tonight. Box Hill Hawk.
Oh, no, sorry.
Thank you. No, we had a great time at Hawthorn, but coming to the AFL is a little bit more challenging and certainly a diverse set of things to worry about.
And look, with that, as you, we were discussing tonight, we're going to be looking at the game, like the Pride game, and the initiatives the AFL has put on board in order to create an inclusive environment, one being such as the Pride game tonight, as you said, with St Kilda and Sydney. So, obviously, this is all very exciting tonight. And do you feel the supporters of the game are embracing these rounds that we're having to support all these various issues?
Well, one thing I'm amazed about and absolutely delighted about this week is that if there was going to be any particular bad noise or complaints around this week, it's completely been drowned out by the immense positivity and some beautiful stories, some wonderful people, so many people to thank. I think St Kilda have done an enormous job, but I look at what Jason Ball has done to bring this match to this stage is fantastic. With the support of Vic Health and with support of a whole range of other people, Sydney Swans have been fantastic, so let's hope it ends up just being the biggest, best celebration we can have.
And we will be speaking to Gerald Rector soon as well from Vic Health. But with regards to the AFL, obviously there's an official anti-homophobic strategy in place with the AFL. Pride game being one way that you're promoting inclusiveness. Are there any other strategies the AFL wants to put on board to promote that message?
Yeah, it's interesting because at the AFL you have rules and regulations. So as things occur on the playing field, we've always been quite mindful as to the things that would get said or done there. We've certainly raised awareness through crowds about what is behaviour that should be tolerated or not tolerated. And probably, I think maybe the best thing we could say about Australian Football League crowds is that they now recognise when things occur that they don't like. Mm-hmm. And not without necessarily taking strong action themselves, but they take some action to call it out. And in the past, we've had clubs cancel memberships, people be evicted, and we really want to say, when you come to the football, we want you to be able to bring every member of your family to have a great time. And for those people who don't want to behave that way, we'd actually prefer you didn't come.
And what about within the clubs themselves, strategies within the various AFL clubs individually and also the AFL as an organisation, a national organisation that's at the heart of a lot of people within Victoria and Australia? Are there strategies there as well?
There are, and our education unit has been working quite strongly over the last 5 to 10 years. And in particular, we've been talking to players to say, well, what's your attitude to if you had a player who decided to come out, who was here and who was your teammate? And we were brilliantly surprised that the results that came through said, you know what, it actually won't matter with inside these walls. We think there might be some things they have to deal with as it relates to the public and the community, but with inside these walls it just won't matter. And I thought that was the first real sign for me that we'd got a really mature approach to sexuality with inside of the workplace, with inside of Australian sport. And I look forward to the time where we can prove and demonstrate that, and we're ready for it.
So what do you think about the challenges ahead regarding these issues?
Well, there will be challenges. I think there'll be a couple of... Oh, it's gone beautifully dark out there.
Getting exciting.
So Mark Evans, the AFL Football Operations Manager, has been distracted by bright lights at the Pride game.
Not bright lights at the moment because it's completely dark on field. So it's quite suspenseful. Something must be about to happen, surely.
Nice recovery, Mark. You were talking about strategies.
I was talking about the challenges, and I know there will be some, but a part of that we'll be dealing with. So we did have a player who decided that they would let the world know, or their teammates know, that he was gay, and we look forward to doing that. I know there will be some people, some pockets of the community that will still behave poorly with that. And that won't be an easy thing for us all to deal with, but we're ready to deal with it.
That's reflective of the community at large anyway. It's not always a perfect experience for those of us in the LGBTI community. We have to come out over and over and over and over again. Is your work with the AFL Players Association informed the contemporary changes in attitude?
I think that's right, and we certainly have changed attitude in our community over the last, say, 15, 20 years. But it's quite now, it quite seems strange to be talking about it because it would just seem to be almost not a factor for most people to consider. Mm. And that really means we've shifted it to such a majority viewpoint in community compared to that we may hear some things from minority, but it'll be drowned out by the positivity just the way it has this week.
Which is great to hear because there are recent studies that talk about particularly young people within sport and their fear of being ostracised. So it's good to see or to hear from you that within the AFL and within the community that there is this all-inclusive anti-discriminatory feeling, and that's coming through in matches like tonight and also the other rounds that are quite prevalent within the AFL, such as multicultural rounds and so forth. So it's great to hear.
I think it's time for every organisation and certainly every sport to say this community and our country, every person is welcome, and come and just enjoy the sport for what it is, or enjoy the activity for what it is, and come and cheer your team on and then go home happy. Hopefully yeah. Happy with the win.
Speaking of happy, as I mentioned before, we also have Gerald Rector here today. So from your perspective, how do you feel about tonight and the program and its importance for health and well-being within the community?
Well, first, it's just great to be here, and thank you to Joy. And how awesome is it to see Joy at the footy with the
pretty
best,
awesome.
Like the best seat in town.
I know.
If you just describe it to everybody, they've got this beautiful view, the lights out there are going quiet, there's kind of a momentum building, so it is a fantastic evening. But back to your question about why we think it's important, you know, we know that the statistics around the LGBTIQ community in terms of mental well-being are, you know, terrible. We've got 14 times more likely to attempt suicide. We have 3 times more likely members of the LGBTIQ community to suffer from depression. Now, they are significant statistics. They're not to be, you know, swept under the carpet. Mm. There are real factors. And as you mentioned before about the significant international studies that have shown, particularly for young people, they're too scared to be themselves. Mm. Just in their local clubs, they're too scared to come out. They need to hide who they are, because, you know, over 90% of them feel like they're going to be victimised. So we've got big changes to do across the community. I really applaud the AFL, I applaud St Kilda and the Swans for taking on this round, building on the great work of Jason. You know, what a fantastic young, articulate man who has just, you know, shown everybody that it's okay, you know, it's okay to be yourself and you're going to be respected. So tonight is just an incredible piece of history. It's a momentous occasion for the AFL and for everyone that loves sport as well, as Mark said. You know, we want people to go to a sports game like this and feel like they can be who they want to be and not be ostracised or excluded.
And do you, obviously sport has a huge influence on the physical well-being of who we are, but do you think it's also really important for our mental health?
Absolutely. You know, for Vic Health, we know the physical statistics around obesity. You know, we know 1 in 4 adults are overweight or obese. We've got, you know, by 2025, you know, 2/3 of Australian children are going to be obese. So those physical ones we absolutely know, and sport plays a huge, huge role in that. But the mental well-being learning statistics are incredibly important, and particularly for young people, as we know that if you don't set up young people with good mental well-being in those really important years, those teenager years, you are setting them up for a life where they cannot reach their potential and they're not being who they possibly could be in the world. And we want to make sure that that happens, and tonight is a big part of that.
So while we're chatting beautifully here, thank you very much, Jill and Mark. It's been great listening to you, and I'm not wrapping you up. I just want to share that out on the field as we speak, it is the Kinky Boots. We were hearing true colours while you were talking about how important it is to be yourself and feel safe and feel comfortable. And many Joy listeners and across the nation on the Community Radio Network will know true colours. And I'm pretty sure they can hear. Francis is the lead of Kinky Boots, and it's going to be across the nation soon. And this is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne. Gosh, we're so lucky. Between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans. Live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. We're enjoying your company. You can send us a message, 0427 569 949. And we're chatting with Mark Evans and Joel Rector. Just as we speak, I'm Danae, and Rachel is one of my teammates on Chicks Talking Footy.
Sorry, we're overcome with excitement.
No, that's okay.
Watching very talented ensemble sing very, very well on Etihad Stadium. I don't know how they do it. That was all the excitement with the lights, though, Mark. There we go.
That explains it. Well done, everyone.
You can also hashtag doing what young people do with hashtags. I'm not entirely sure what that is, but it's hashtag Pride Game or hashtag Pride Game Joy. So,
and what about this team that's just come onto the field? Don't they do a wonderful job? They're the umpires.
They do. They do. And we will actually be speaking to some umpires later tonight, which is also very exciting.
I'm not sure if you were fishing there, Mark, but I'm a big fan of umpires. I think I met more umpires before the game when I was a kid than players, because my dad was a goal umpire.
Ah, very good.
And the fact that there are rainbow flags as goal umpires' flags tonight, it just fills my heart with joy. Pardon the pun.
We're on a recruiting mission for goal umpires. And I think you should come down to training.
All right, I'm being recruited.
It's a big call out. I would be
gotta go there.
Terrible.
I'd be excellent. I know all the tricks. My dad used to keep his flags in his wardrobe, and I'd go in and practice while he was.
You're more than qualified.
I know about the shadows.
I
can say review.
Yeah.
I think it's your
review.
Touched. I've got it under control. I don't know why we're talking about me. Because the rainbow flags. How is the spectacle of tonight, Mark, Gerald? What do you think of the vibe?
I've just come down from the President's Club function, and I've been to a couple of them before, but never has there been such an awesome function as there was tonight. There were long tables set up. It was more like a party than a usual President's Club. And normally when you look out, you see the sea of blokes in ties. And tonight it was just this diverse group of people, the most diverse group of people I've ever seen at the footy. So how great is that? And tonight, just out on the field, you could hear the crowd just roar then, because we've got the first banner coming up. It is the Swans banner, full of rainbow colours, and we know that there's going to be another banner coming out for St Kilda soon. But to how great was it also to hear people yelling and screaming in support of Kinky Boots? That's not what you get to hear at the footy too.
That's true.
The Sydney Swans banner says, celebrate inclusion, celebrate diversity, celebrate pride. Didn't quite stay erect for the entire process.
No, that's their first
attempt. I feel there's a good pun there.
Then they'll come back again.
But I also think that maybe they're just saving it because there's such a... there's such a sense of wanting to collect things. We're wearing scarves that St Kilda have put out that have rainbows on them. And how I want to be. I mean, what a great tagline is that. So, Mark, how do you want to be considered?
I'd like to be considered in charge of the best game in the world that is so open and inclusive, and everyone can feel like they're invited to come along and have a great time with family and friends.
And also feel safe.
And feel safe.
Exactly.
How do you want to be?
I want to be at a game where I can be who I want to be, where I can be around people who respect who I am, where I can share my joy, share my experiences, and everyone around me feels safe as well. I think that's incredibly important. That's how I want to be. I want to live in a community where everyone is accepted, where diversity is such a big part of who we are. And we've now just seen the St Kilda banner come up.
Everyone is welcome.
Rock on. Look at that. Everyone is welcome.
That looks fantastic.
Hashtag Pride Game, Vic Health.
Yes, very. Hey, got to feel proud about that.
I have to mention,
look
Vic
at that.
I think we have to acknowledge Vic Health.
Thank
we?
You, Mark. Sorry?
Are you proud?
I am proud. I'm incredibly proud. And Vic Health has been working in this area for an incredibly long time. We know the mental wellbeing statistics, as you mentioned before. It's incredibly important that people are inclusive, and words are just more than, you know, things that can hurt your feelings. They are harmful, they can affect your mental well-being. And so the call I put out tonight at the President's Club was very much around, are you just going to go to a game tonight and on Monday you're going to share that you're at the football match, or are you actually going to take a stand? Are you going to make a difference in your workplace, with your community, around the LGBTI people that are in your life every day?
The Guard of Honour for the St Kilda players that are about to run out is the Yarra Glen Football Club, who we have to have a proper shout out to.
Yeah.
Yes.
For their support for Jason Ball.
Yes.
As one of their players, to say, you must have been struggling with this for quite a while, Jason, and now that you've told us, we're okay, come on in, let's actually celebrate it, let's put on a pride game. And they've done that now for 3 years. And then for St Kilda, within 2 days of the initial pride game, to ring and say, we'd like to take this to the national stage. However, we don't want to do it as a gimmick.
Yeah.
We want to do this in a very genuine way. And if that means we don't do it next year, then let's actually find out what's going to make this great celebration work, and so that it's never, ever seen as a gimmick, but something we genuinely stand for.
Well, I thank you, Mark Evans, Football Operations Manager of the Australian Football League, and Joel Rector from Vic Health. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We're going to let you go and get ready to sit and watch the inaugural AFL Pride game. We thank you very much for coming along.
Yeah, thank
great
you.
Great part of Chicks Talking Footy.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much to both of you. Enjoy what's going to be, I think, a very good game tonight.
This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne, between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans, live in Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and across Australia on the Community Radio Network. You're with Danae and Rachel from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Up next is our other mates from the Chicks Footy team. How bloody good is that, Skipper?
We're very excited after talking to Mark and to Gerald from Vic Health. Oh, they were fantastic.
Yeah. So you can send us a message 0427 569 949. That's 0427 Joy 949. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. And we've got a message. Thank you very much. What a lovely night for the Rainbow family. So much colour and excitement. Thank you so much. 0427 Joy 949. So, Skipper, how are you?
I'm good. We just had a great performance from the Kinky Boots.
Yep.
We heard a little bit of it.
You were busy interviewing people. Yeah. But
we could hear it. We could feel the vibe.
They were amazing. They were amazing. In fact, I got inspired to go along and see the musical.
Who doesn't love Cyndi Lauper, let's face
That's
it.
Right.
That's a very good point.
On the ground, you know, here was complete darkness. So they shut all the lights down, and it was pretty spectacular looking event, wasn't it?
Yes, I could feel the crowd warming up.
And now, on the screen right now, they've got all the stories of pride playing on the screen, so they've really, the AFL and the St Kilda Football Club and Sydney Football Club have really got behind this event.
I just saw
special.
Joel Creasy up there doing something, and Magda Zubanski was speaking before. Now they've got Barry Hall.
The stories of pride from the St Kilda Football Club have been absolutely awesome. If you haven't had a chance to see those short videos, oh, I love that. Sorry,
there's a siren. The game
we're getting close.
And Motti, Have you been chatting with friends around here?
Yes, and I've been, you know, doing the stats and assessing the game and who I think's going to win and by how many and
it's
whatever.
Not,
and
not like anybody.
It's so unlike me, isn't it?
Well, we're getting close.
About the game?
Yeah, I think St Kilda desperately need to win this game, and we want them to because we all think that North Melbourne should fall out of the eight and St Kilda should go in.
No, don't. When you say we all,
I'm speaking for all of us.
Is that the royal we? No.
Well, as a Hawks supporter, we want them to win. St Kilda?
Yeah. Yes, it's better for you guys.
It's better for us.
Well, the Swans really want to hang on to second.
Of course, because that way they get to host home, the qualifying.
The home final, which makes a huge difference for them.
What about if it turns out to be the Sydney Swans versus the Greater Western Sydney Giants in Sydney as a final.
Home final. Well, it's a big possibility. It's a very distinct possibility.
Well, it's all right because there's a long weekend for Friday, you know, in Melbourne. So we'll... No. Away.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I like a Victorian team. I'm from
Western Australia and I back for the Fremantle Dockers.
Last year. My goodness. There was two finals played in WA.
There were.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, about the Saints are playing
the
Swans.
Game. They're starting in a few minutes. So, thoughts, where's it going to be won and lost?
Look, I think, I'm predicting Swans. I'll just put it out there, probably by about three or four goals.
Have to agree with you. I think their midfield, you know, St Kilda's midfield will be that good, but in three more years, whatever. But I think the Swans...
Well, let's hope it's next year.
Oh, could be.
2017.
I mean, what's the Saints? Sorry if I'm giving the wrong impression, but I think Kennedy and Hannabury and Parker... And Mitchell. They're classy and they're big balls and they just get that ball out.
I think last time Mitchell had 39 possessions.
Oh, hang on, hang on a minute. The Pride game, the banner has gone up and I think that's St Kilda's?
Yeah,
it is. Everyone is welcome. # Pride game in big rainbow letters on their banner on the back.
And with Vic Health on the bottom being the sponsor.
Unfortunately, we can't see the other side.
If anyone can see it, you can...
There it is on the screen. Yeah, it's a St Kilda message.
So I've just received a message from my girlfriend wearing her Sydney Swans rainbow socks.
Oh, looks fantastic.
So rainbow round, everyone wins.
Everybody is a winner.
The message on the other side is, I'm saying, well done, Dylan. So I imagine Dylan Robertson is playing...
He's playing 100 games.
Oh, that's what it is. It says 100 down the bottom. So there you go.
Yes, look, we're clever, aren't we?
Double celebration.
So that's here they go. They're just going through.
Here we go. St Kilda.
There's a lot of fluoro-coloured boots too. Maybe they're rainbow...
And look, with my prediction, no disrespect to St Kilda, I still stand by. They're a fantastic team. I think they've got a huge future. Maybe not tonight.
How can a football club theme song?
Theme songs, exactly.
How amusing is it, though, that such a heterosexual game and they run through crepe paper to begin with?
Yes, they're so strong and masculine.
And they're so the songs are jaunty, is how I'd describe them.
They are jaunty.
They need to move on from the 20s.
I did learn in a previous interview with Brett Sterling that they take about 5 or 6 hours to make those banners, and people sit on these gym floors and spend all this time again, and then it takes 3 seconds to break.
Well, it's a night for supporters, for players, for administrators, for everyone who Jason Ball is about to toss the coin. Nick Riewoldt is wearing a rainbow coloured number 12.
And Jared McVeigh, that would mean, would have the hooped Sydney Swans
but
socks
on. He wears his socks down.
Come on, Jared.
Hang on a minute. It's like high school. You have to have your socks at a certain length.
Well, I think it's also superstition as well for some players. So, you know, you can't ruin that.
You can't change lifetimes, as you said, superstition.
Exactly.
So, for me, you know, I love football, as we all know, but I would just love to see Nick Riewoldt go mad, kick six.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
He's just such an awesome player.
That would be great fun.
My other one that I have a soft spot for, unusually, I don't really know why, is Gary Rowan.
Yes, I do too.
He's an amazing player.
Well, I sort of know why in some ways. He's been crueled by injury and he just fights his way back.
He reminds me a bit of Rioli. It's just exciting to watch. When he gets the ball, you hold your breath.
So you know,
really excited.
You know Cunnington from North Melbourne. So he and Gary Rowan were friends growing up. They were drafted in the same year. Gary Rowan, so I just looked it up before, played 72 games and Cunnington 141. That's how injured he's been.
Oh, really?
Wow. Mm. That's amazing. We've had a couple of messages. You can send a text message, 0427 0457 569 949. But we've had a tweet from Absolutely 99. Most Mel peeps get emotional about footy. I've never been a fan, but I'm already tearing up at the hashtag Pride Game coverage on Joy.
Aww.
Hashtag love is love. And from Des Melbourne, loving the broadcast. Thank you. We're loving bringing it to you as we're about to bounce down for the inaugural AFL Pride Game. Straight up and down.
There it goes.
There it is, everybody. And it begins.
The game has started.
And we've got the first clearance.
And we've got another message from Trish and Caroline that we love hearing Chicks Talking Footy on this amazing occasion.
Aww, thank you, Trish and Caroline. We like bringing it to you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.